Let's talk to our guest. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mr. Marin.
Mr. Marin? Lawton, it's me. It's Mark. Lawton?
Yes. Thank you for that information.
So what are you mad at me?
Well, given that certain parties have refused to speak to me or communicate with me in any way for the past 4 months, certain previous familiarities must be reconsidered. Total silence from a person I considered to be a friend at one time. Clearly, I was misinformed. Obviously, there needs to be a redrawing of certain boundaries.
You were stalking me, Lawton. You were sleeping outside my house in L.A. You were crying and singing and scaring my cats. I mean, come on, man. I had to redraw some boundaries, too, you know.
Yeah, evidently. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so now you're just going to, you're just going to dangle me now? I'm on the air here. All right? I mean, you're such a baby. You know, I don't know why I deal with you at all. You know what? All right, that's it. Fine. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
You liberals really don't have a sense of humor.
All right.
Oh, you should have seen your face. You were stalking me. God's got a whoopee cushion, and you just sat on it, droopy puss.
He
who smelt it down.
Yeah, okay, all right, great. Yeah, you got me, I guess. I'll tell you one thing. You're still an infant, my friend. You know that, right?
Oh, you keep me young, Mark. You were stalking me.
All right. Keep laughing, buddy. All right, keep it. The elections are tomorrow. That should be really funny, shouldn't
you
it?
You Democrats are running the dirtiest campaign in the history of the world, and we are not going to let you steal it. No, sir. This aggression will not stand. It's just like Gandalf said to the Balrog in Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass.
Yeah. That's right. Things are not going. They're not going well over at GOP headquarters, are they, there, Lawton?
Hey, don't worry about us, Trotsky. Uh-huh. We're fine even with all the caca you've been shoveling at us.
We've been shoveling at you? Like what?
Like that socialist Michael J. Fox deal.
Oh, come
evil
on.
Ad smearing good old Jim Talent in Missouri. Rush is exactly right about that big phony Marty McFly. I wish somebody would send him back to the future. Hello, McFly.
Lawton, Fox has, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, which gives him tremors.
Oh, please.
Talent has opposed stem cell research that could help people with Parkinson's and all kinds of other diseases. So what's so phony about that?
Hey, wake up, Mr. Thespian Hollywood. Fox is an actor. He is acting. Look at his initials. MJS. You know what that stands for? Michael's just faking.
So
that's for.
Right, wait, so this is what you're running on? Michael J. Fox? Wow.
And that losercrat John Kerry insulting the intelligence of our troops, who are, as our president so eloquently put it, plenty smart. Plenty smart. It just boils my butt when someone who's never even seen one day of military service like Jacques Kerry dares to smear a decorated combat hero like President George W. Two Terms Mandate Bush. Hey, go back to your windsurfing in France, cut and runner, lib flopper. We should stick him in Iraq, smear him with peanut butter, and wait for the scorpions to come. Goodbye, Johnny.
I have never heard you sound more desperate. You are flop sweating all over the place.
Can you imagine a Democrat Congress? The first day that Wicca priestess Nancy Pelosi would open a chain of her federally funded drive-through on-demand abortion huts. You guys would take God off our money. It would say, "In George Soros, we trust." You'd round all of us up, send us to Gay Agenda Camp. Hey, here's a 2-2 on a Freddie Mercury album, Smalls. Start your prancing. Go!
Wow. It's like you've been reading our playbook, Lawton.
Yeah, okay, Smarty. And worst of all, it'll just be like what President George W. Two Terms Mandate Bush says if the Democrats take the House. Quote, "The terrorists win and America loses."
What is that? What do you mean? What does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
I mean, what the terrorists win and America loses. What does that even mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, just what I said. What does it mean? Are we in some kind of football game? Is somebody keeping score? I honestly don't get it. Help me out here, Lawton. Tell me what that means.
All right. Obviously, Mar. It means if the Democrats win, and they won't, and then the terrorists would also win because because the Republicans who will win that means that didn't it means America would lose. We're gonna lose. We're so screwed.
Yeah.
It's over, man. What kind of
All right, Lawton, hang on. Just hang on. I'm serious, Lawton. You got to hang on. We got to take a break real quick. We're going to come back in a second with Lawton and talk this through. Hang on. We'll be back in a second.
The times, they're still a changing. Springer on the radio. Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron in for Springer. I'm here with Jim Rowe. We're on the phone with Anheuser-Busch Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls, who is still crying. He's had a breakdown. He's realized that the Republicans are lost. So just take it easy, buddy. I guess I know. You all right?
Yeah,
you're not really used to reality, are you, Lawton?
No, not at all. I hate it.
Yeah.
Mark, forgive me. Forgive us.
Okay.
Please.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you just, it doesn't look good for you guys, but you're gonna have to pull it together, Lawton. All right. Oh boy.
You know, the Democrats will put LSD in our water supply. Prepare for a bad trip, America. Purple snakes and screaming daisies.
All right, okay. All right, goodbye, Lawton.
Hey, deal with it. Stay the course, America. Stay the course.
All right, there you go. Lawton Smalls. Haven't heard from him in a while. Had to put him on hold. But you know what's amazing about Lawton?
Yeah, what?
He was still crying when we came back, Jim. Still crying.
Well, he commits.